This painting was acquired for the Dresden collection in 1743. At that time, given the work's sophisticated painting technique and amazing realism, there was no doubt this must have been painted by such a genius as Hans Holbein. In Dresden, the painting was acclaimed as absolutely unique in Europe. Not least, this praise was due to the painting so perfectly accompanying Raphael's Sistine Madonna, acquired in 1754. They were an ideal match, on the one hand, the Italian Madonna, and on the other, with her blonde hair, the German Madonna. Suddenly, though, in 1822, a second identical version of this already renowned Holbein painting was discovered. This second version was acquired by Prussia's Crown Prince Wilhelm. Then, in 1845, Berlin art historian Franz Kugler put forward an incredible theory. The Berlin painting, only rediscovered just over 20 years before, was the original, and the Dresden version was a copy. The art world in Dresden vehemently rejected this presumptuous claim by a Prussian scholar. The Holbein dispute, as it was known, was fought intensively for years until a decision could be reached in 1871, when both versions were shown together in Dresden to an interested audience. Most of the general public and artists regarded the Dresden version as the original, but the art historians unequivocally agreed the Berlin version was the original. Later, this view was validated by such methods as X-ray radiography and infrared imaging. The changes found on the Berlin version could only have been added during the painting process itself by Holbein's own hand, clear proof the Berlin version was the original. In contrast, the Dresden version showed no trace of changes. It was simply a copy of the final state of the original painting. In 1910, Swiss art historian Emil Major managed to identify artist Bartholomäus Saarburg as the painter of the Dresden copy. Saarburg had executed the copy in 1635, most likely as a forgery commissioned by the Dutch art dealer Michel Leblanc.